弟兄姊妹，你们大家好。
Morning, friends and sisters.
刚刚过的这一个礼拜
，In the week just passed,
是一个很可怕的礼拜。
It's very frightful week. It's a very frightening week.
因为你银行的钱
，Because the money in your bank,
你放在什么养老的金
，Your retirement funds.
可能已经少了一半了。
It may have been reduced by half.
可能还有很多人还不知道。
Probably some of you still don't know.
我们的国家
Our country
在这个礼拜里头
In this week
如果没有能够提出任何妥善的解决的方案
If they still haven't found a new way yet
这个国家的经济可以崩盘。
The economy of this country could collapse.
全世界的经济也要一起要死，大家一起死。
As well as the economy of this world.
我不是耸人听闻。
I'm not trying to scare you.
你如果在电视上好好的听这些所谓的专家们的意见，看看网络上的一些专家的告诉我们的事实。
You listen to these so-called experts in the media and also look read upon the news on the internet.
我自己就把这些数字稍微写一写，做一个简单的加减乘除。
I myself have taken down these numbers that they describe and then this simple math.
我们国家的国债是11到12个 trillion.
Our national debt range about 11 to 12 trillion dollars.
账面上看得见的还有看不见的不知道
This is just what we can see. There may be some still hidden debts that we do not know yet.
你除一除我们美国的人口
If you divide that by the population within the US
你就知道我们每一个人从小到大从小孩到大人每一个人欠多少钱
And you will know how much each one of us regardless of your age how much we owe
假设我们的人口是三亿
Let's say our population is 300 million.
三亿是十一个零。
So there are 11 zeros involved.
对不对？那十一就算十二个亿，十二个 trillion 是多少个零啊
？So let's say if the national debt is 12 trillion, how many zeros are there?
是十六个零。
There are 16 zeros.
十六个零减掉十一个零。
So if you subtract 16 zeros from 11 zeros,
几个零啊
？How many zeros left?
五个零。
You still have 5 zeros.
那也就是说，每一个人。
So in other words, every single one of us
欠多少钱
？Owes
数学系的。
40。
对，每一个人是五万。
Every single one of us owes 50,000.
你家几口人
？How many people are in your family?
对，你就知道了。你是一屁股债，你都不知道。
So that way you will know how much your whole entire family owes,
对吧
？And you may not even know it.
然后说这次要解决这个问题，每一个人再出2000亿，我算了一下，他就七千个亿。这次要解决问题，要国家提出七千亿出来。
So in order to solve the situation, the lawmakers are proposing to bring out $700 billion.
那么，就是每一个人请各位付2100块。
So that means every one of us we need to pay about $2,100.
你不知道就算了。
So if you didn't know this, that's all right.
你知道现在整个的世界所进入的这一个一屁股债的情形。不单单在美国，在其他各国也是如此。
However, if you know the situation we're in, how our country is owing so much debt as well as the rest of the world,
解决的方法只有一个方法，就是印更多的钞票。
And the only way to solve this problem is to print more money.
对，这就是应验我们圣经里面所说的，有一天。
And this is just like it was been prophesied in the Bible that one day,
我们一天的工作的工资。
The entire salary, the salary for an entire day,
刚刚好买一升的麦子
is just enough to buy one liter of grain,
wheat
of wheat,
对吧？这就是我们一直这一次在讲 启示录的这个七个印的第三个印。
So this is the third seal and the seventh seal within the book of Revelation that we've been talking about.
这是我们在讲第三个印的时候，圣经告诉我们，有一天这个地上，我们一天的工作的工资刚刚好买一生的麦子。
So just like it's talked about in the third seal, that our entire day, our entire day's wage is only worth 1 liter of wheat.
然后到了启示录我还没有讲的第17-18章的时候。
I haven't talked about chapter 7 and 8.
No, 17-18章的时候。
I haven't talked about chapter 17 and 18 yet.
讲到这个整个世界这个大巴比伦的系统。
And when in those chapters, you talk about the whole entire world, the big system of Babylon.
对，要崩盘。
It will collapse.
这个整个的商业系统、政治系统全部要崩盘。
The economy, the political arena, they will all collapse.
那我们现在所经历的都是这一些兆头而已。
So what we experience today is only a sign.
美国最大的六家投资公司。投资银行
the sixth biggest investment bank in the U.S.
就在这短短的几个月里头，已经去掉两家了。
In these short 6 months, two of them have already bankrupt.
对，所以我们不要再做梦了。
So do not be in your dreams. Do not be still dreaming.
我们所有一生所积蓄的，可以在一夜之间都没有了。
All that we accumulate for our entire life could be gone in seconds.
这不是耸人听闻的事情，这是一个现实问题。
This is not just something to scare. This is the reality.
对，好，我们今天要继续来看启示录的第五个意象。
So today we'll continue on to read about the fifth vision in the book of Revelation.
请我们打开启示录的第十四章。
May we turn to chapter 14 in the book of Revelation?
我们先读头五节。
We'll read the first five verses.
我们一节英文，一节中文。
We'll alternate between Chinese and English.
对。第一节，我又观看，见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有144,000人。都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。
Verse 2. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the sound of many waters and like the sound of loud thunder. And the voice which I heard was like the sound of harpists playing on their harps.
他们在宝座前，并在四活物和众长老前歌唱，仿佛是新歌，除了从地上买来的那144,000人以外，没有人能学这歌。
Verse 4. These are the ones who have not been defiled with women, for they have kept themselves chaste. If these are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes, these have been purchased from among the men of first fruits to God and to the Lamb.
在他们口中查不出谎言来，他们是没有瑕疵的。要解这段经文，我们需要看其他几处的圣经。
To explain the verse we just read, we need to read other parts within the Bible.
我们来看这个希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews, chapter 12.
我们要看的是22节。
We'll read verse 22.
从十八念过来吧。
Well,
好吧
let's read from verse 8.
我们从
starting from 18.
从十八念到二十三，我们还是一样，中文一节，英文一节。
We'll read from verse 18 to verse 23. Again, we'll alternate between Chinese and English.
十八节，第十二章十八节。
Chapter 12, verse 18.
你们原不是来到那能摸的山，此山有火焰、密云、黑暗、暴风。
Verse 19, and to the blast of trumpet and the sound of words, which sound was such that those who heard begged that no further word be spoken to them.
因为他们当不起所命的，他们的话说，靠近这山的，即便是走兽， 也要用石头打死。
And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I am full of fear and trembling.
你们乃是来到锡安山，永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使。
To the General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the Judge of all, and to the Spirit of the Righteousness made perfect.
好。我们再看利未记二十三章。
Let's turn to Book of Leviticus, chapter 3.
旧约利未记。
In the Old Testament, Book of Leviticus.
二十三章。
Chapter 23, sorry.
旧约利未记二十三章，我们要从第十节念到十六节。
We'll read from verse 10 to 16.
利未记
Leviticus chapter 23
二十三章
chapter 23
我们来念第十节也是一样轮流哈
Again we'll alternate
你晓谕以色列人说你们到了我所赐给你们的地收庄稼的时候要将出熟的庄稼一捆带给祭司
Verse 11, He shall weigh the sheaf before the Lord for you to be accepted. On the day after Sabbath, the priest shall weigh it.
你们要一岁没有残疾的公绵羊羔献给耶和华为燔祭。
Verse 13, Its grain offering shall then be 2/10 of an ephah to a fine flour mixed with oil, an offering by fire to the Lord for a soothing aroma.With a drink offering, a fourth of a hin of wine.
无论是饼是烘的籽粒，都新会子，你们都不可吃，只等到把你们献给神的供物带来的那一天才可以吃。这在你们一切的住处作为世世代代永远的定例。
You shall also count for yourselves from the day after the Sabbath, from the day when you brought in the sheaf of the wave offering.There shall be 7 complete Sabbaths.
到第七个安息日的次日，共计50天，又要将新素祭献给耶和华。好，好。我们稍微复习一下上一次讲的。
Let's review a little bit of what we talked about last time.
所以记得上一次我们讲到第四个意象的时候。它的内容是什么
Who still remember the content of what we talked about last time about the fourth seal?
你先看到的是那一个有一个怀孕的妇人
The first thing you'll see, you remember seeing is the pregnant woman.
然后你看到有一个大红龙
And then you see a red dragon.
然后又看到这个妇人生了一个男孩子
And you'll see that this woman gave birth to a boy.
对吧？然后还有天使长米迦勒。
And then also there's Michael, the lead angel.
这是在十二章所讲的。
This is in chapter 12.
然后到了十三章，景色又变了。
And then in chapter 13 it changed.
就看到有两只怪兽。
And what they saw two beasts.
一个兽是七头十脚。
One with 7 heads and 10 horns.
从海中来。
It came from the sea.
然后这个龙把他的权柄地位能力都给这个兽
And then the dragon gave all his power and authority to this beast
圣经告诉我们这个兽他在地上有42个月就三年半能够任意横行得到 最大的权柄
And the Bible says that the beast was given the power to do whatever it wants for 42 months or 3.5 years
然后说到另外一个兽这个是从地上来，两脚如同羊羔，可是说话呢，声音像龙。
And then the second beast is that it came from the earth, and then it has two horns like the sheep, like the lamb, but yet when it speaks, it sounds like a dragon.
那这两个人就一搭一档， 来掌握当时整个的世界。
And these two partner closely together, and then they control the world.
圣经告诉我们，这个人的名字叫做，如果算他的号码是六六六。
And the Bible tells us that this person's name, if we add up the numbers, it becomes 666.
所以你在这个第四个意象的时候，你会发现，约翰他是回头去再把整个这个前面三个意象所讲的整个的内容再 fill 再把它 detail 再把它说出来。
So if you know, in this fourth vision, you see that John went back and to go back to talk about the first three in detail.
因为这整个启示录是七个印构成的。
Because the entire book of Revelation is composed of the seventh seal.
是讲到这个小卷怎么样来完成神的最后在人类中的历史。
Talk about how the scroll completes the last, what God wanted to do.
那你就会发现现在神叫约翰，你再去讲几个重要的点。
So now God asks John to say, "Go back and then talk about a few important points."
那么这个提到的最一个重点呢，就是说，你看撒旦这个时候的重点是什么
？And the key point is that look, what is Satan trying to do?
常常有很多的功课，你要从敌人的眼中来看，你就知道他要什么。
Oftentimes, a lot of lessons that we need to learn, you need to learn how to be able to look from the point of view of the enemy.
对不对？所以你常常要从那个仇敌他的兴趣在哪里，你就知道啊，现在是整个的征战的焦点就在这个点上。
So you need to understand what the interest of the enemy is, and then you know what the point, the focus point of the battle is.
那同样，同理以推，你就知道这就是神要突破，要打败他的仇敌。但那个突破点在哪里？
And by that same principle, this is how God works, and this is how He will defeat His enemy.
那你又发现红龙有兴趣的是那个女怀孕的妇人呢，还是那个男孩子？
So if you discover is the red dragon interested in the pregnant woman or the boy that she gave birth to?
你就会发现答案是什么？
And you discover that the answer is
他起先对那个妇人，那个怀孕的妇人有没有兴趣？
Initially, did he have an interest of With the woman,
no,
he did not.
他有兴趣的不是那个妇人，是那一个妇人怀孕的那一个男孩子。
What his interest lies within the boy that the woman is pregnant with.
所以你就知道啊，现在整个属灵的交战，那个焦点是以那个男孩子所代表的一切。
So you understand that the spiritual battle is focused on what that boy represents.
那果然等到那个征战打出来的时候，这个男孩子，圣经告诉我们，弟兄们胜过他，乃是靠着羔羊的血与他们所见证的道。
And truly, when the battle is won, it's because of the testimonies of the brothers and his words.
And the blood of Jesus.
And the blood of Jesus.
对，他在这里你会发现，这个男孩子是一群弟兄们。
And here you discover that this boy is actually composed of a group of brothers.
这一群弟兄们学会征战的秘密。
And the secret to battle that they learn is
他们第一靠着羔羊的血。
To rely upon the blood of the lamb.
为什么？
And the reason is
因为我们没有人能够。不靠宝血能够站立在仇敌的面前不受控告。
Because none of us can stand before the enemy without being accused by him if we do not have the blood.
所以这个宝血就把魔鬼的嘴给堵起来了。
So this precious blood has sealed the mouth of the enemy.
第二
Second,
他们所见证的道耶稣基督的道。
And the words that they testify to.
对他们的一生，他们只见证一件事，就是耶稣基督的真理。
And for their entire life, they only testify to one thing, and that is what Jesus done.
第三，
and
他们为做这个见证，不惜性命。
And for that testimony, they do not value their own life.
就这三个点，他们就是这一个男孩子所代表的那个灵。
And for these three points, they are what this boy represents, the spirit this boy represents.
这个红龙就从空中被打到地上来了。
And because of that, the red dragon was stricken down from the heaven.
然后你就会发现，他的注意力就开始注意到那个妇人。
And next, you understand that his focus now turned to the woman.
这是第四个意象的那个 focus.
So this is the focus of the fourth vision.
那现在到了第五个意象。
Now comes the fifth vision.
你再来看圣灵再告诉他一件重要的事。
You'll see that the Spirit is telling them another important thing.
这个第五个意象，它整个里面有四件重要的事。
And in this fifth vision, there are four important things.
第一个是我们刚刚念的这头五节，这里面讲到有十四万四千人。
The first is in the first five verses that we just read that it talked about the 144,000.
对，第二个第二段是从第二件重要的事是从第六节一直讲到十三节。
The second part is from the verse 6 to verse 13.
这里有三个天使传三篇信息。
The three angels talking about three different gospels.
这叫天使的福音。天使的福音是它的
messages.
特点，因为福音从第一世纪到今天都是谁传
？Because the gospel from the very beginning is spread by who?
神把这个传福音的责任交给谁
？Who did he give this responsibility? Who did this God give this responsibility to?
基督徒。
He gave it to the Christians.
所有的基督徒，神赋予一个责任，就是传福音。
All Christians are charged by God with one responsibility, and that is to spread the gospel.
可是很稀奇，现在这里有一段记载，说有一天是天使要传福音。
Amazingly, here it says that on one day angels will be spreading the gospel.
怎么回事啊
？What's going on?
是人失职了吗
？Is it because man cannot do their job?
所以这个是第二段。要在这里讲的。
So this is what's been talked about in the second section.
而第三段呢，你就会发现有一个人子带着冠冕坐在云上，丢下一把镰刀，就来一个大丰收。
In the third section, you'll notice that it talks about a son of man in the clouds, and he threw down a sickle, and in order to harvest.
因为他说庄稼已经熟了。
Because the crops are ready.
啊，那就。有一个大丰收
，and then there'll be a great harvest.
这是第三件事。
This is the third section.
然后最后一件事呢，在这个十四章里头，就是十七节到二十节，那又有一个葡萄的丰收。
And then in the last section, which is last from verse 17 to 20, is about another great harvest. It's about the grape.
那我们一件一件来看。
We'll look at these events one by one.
今天的时间大概只准让我们看第一件。
Probably with the time given, we'll probably only be able to go through the first event.
那么，当然，这个第一件也是最要紧的一件，是圣灵在这里再次让约翰看一看这个景观，在天上的景观。
And also, the first event is also the most important one because here the Holy Spirit is allowing John to see once again the scene in heaven.
In heaven, 啊、oh, ，这个第一节就告诉我们，你看，在天上有一个异象，而大且奇啊，这个是个大异象。
And here, look in the heaven, there's this great vision.
嗯，对不起，这个十四章的第一节，他说。这个地方是什么地方呢？叫做锡安山。
In this place, in verse 1, what is this place? It is the Mount Zion.
对。那么如果一提锡安山，我们读圣经的人会有个联想。
Whenever we heard the word Mount Zion, for those who read the Bible, we have this association.
在哪里啊
？Where is it?
在耶路撒冷。
It's in Jerusalem.
这个耶路撒冷的这个圣殿所在的地方。
Temple in Jerusalem, where Jerusalem, where the temple is.
如果你去过耶路撒冷，你就知道那里是一个这个整个是一个山城。耶路撒冷是在一个山上。
If you've been to Jerusalem, you know that the city is built upon the mountain.
那这个山城呢，有两个山峰。
And it has two peaks.
东边这个山峰是有圣殿的，圣殿建在上，那个摩利亚山。山峰，这个山峰叫摩利亚。
And on the east, the place where there's a temple was built is called Mount Moriah.
Moriah. 西边这个峰呢，是什么
？And the
就是现在讲的锡安山。
And the peak on the west is the mountain we're talking about, the Mount Zion.
对，这个山峰上建的是什么呢
？And what's built upon that?
是所罗门的殿。
It's the temple of Solomon.
对，也是大卫的殿。
It's also the temple of David.
所以一边是神的殿，一般一边是大卫的殿。
On one side is the temple of God, the other side is the temple of David.
所以这个一个代表神的家，一个代表神的权国权。
One represents the house of God, the other represents the authority of God.
The government.
The government of God.
所以这是在旧约里面我们读圣经的人都应该知道。
So this should be clear to all of us who read the Bible.
但是我们有一些天真的基督徒就常常把他住的家旁边那个山叫锡安山。
But sadly, a lot of naive Christians call the mountains that they live by call them Mount Zion.
那是冒牌的，不是圣经讲的锡安山。
That's a fake. That's not the Mount Zion talked about in the Bible.
那现在，他说我观看。见羔羊站在锡安山，那就是耶稣站在锡安山。
I looked and behold, the Lamb was standing on Mount Zion. In other words, Jesus is standing on Mount Zion.
那到底这个锡安山是不是我们刚刚讲的耶路撒冷那个锡安山呢？
But is this Mount Zion the Mount Zion in Jerusalem that we just talked about?
当然不是。
Of course not.
因为你会发现，你往下走的时候，你会发现整个这个。大环境是在天上。
Because as you read, continue to read, you'll realize that all this happening is in the heavens.
那天上有没有锡安山呢？
Is there a Mount Zion in the heaven?
圣经说有。
The Bible says yes.
这就是我们刚刚为什么读希伯来书十二章的原因。
And that's why we read chapter 12 of Hebrew.
记得吗？我们刚刚读了这个这一段，前面说一个。很恐怖，犹太人来到一个山，叫做雷轰、闪电、地震那个山。
As we just read in passage, you talk about the Israelites. They came to a mountain with thunder.
你如果刚刚读那段圣经是蛮可怕的，连摩西都说这个地方很可怕。
And if you just read that passage, it describes a very frightening scene. Even Moses himself said that this is very frightening.
那个是在颁布律法的时候的那个山，就是西乃山。
That is the mountain on which God gave the commandments to.
希伯来书的作者说不。那是旧约的时候，现在新约的时候，神给我们看见有一个锡安山。
However, that's described in the Old Testament. That's the old Mount Zion in the Old Testament time. The author of this book tells us that there's this another Mount Zion.
所以他这里说，你们来是来到锡安山，永生神的诚意就是什么？天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使。
In the passage we just read in Hebrews, he talked about this. That Mount Zion is the Mount Zion in heaven. There, it has myriads of angels.
所以我们就知道啊，现在第五个意象，它整个的尽头就是转到哪里了？这个天上的锡安山。
So we can tell that this fifth vision now turns its focus upon this Mount Zion in the heaven.
好。圣灵要告诉约翰说，你告诉教会，将来在那一个时刻，天上要有144,000人。
And so God instructed John to tell the church that when that time comes, there will be 144,000 in heaven.
这144,000人有七个特色，七个特点。
And they have seven characteristics.
在这个七个特点里面，我今天的题目叫做出熟的果子。
And among those characteristics, that's where I derive my title today, which is called the first fruit.
对，所以呢，你如果注意这句话在出自于第几节
？And this word came from which verse? If you pay attention,
第四节。
It came from verse 4.
看到没有？他们是从人间买来的，做。出熟的果子归于神和羔羊。
These are the ones who have not been defiled. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These have been purchased from among men as first fruit to God and to the Lamb.
这十四万四千人，神特别说这一群人。叫做出熟的果子，是我从人间买来， 特别归于我的。
God specially noted here that the 144,000 is called the first fruit whom he purchased.
那么这个呢，就对照我们刚刚讲，这一章圣经总共有四件重要的事。
So this chapter mentioned four important things.
第三件是什么？
The third important thing is
有一个 full harvest， 有一个人子把镰刀摔下去以后，地上的庄稼就全部收上来了。
There's a full harvest, and when the Son of Man threw down the sickle, all the grains rises up. They're collected.
对，看见没有？这是个对照。第一件事讲的叫做初熟的果子。
The first thing talked about is the first fruit.
第三件事情讲的是 full harvest， 是全部收割。
And the third thing they talk about is the full harvest.
所以这个是一个农用庄稼做比方的一个表达的方式，就讲到那一天的时候，神做工，他先要得着的是一批叫做初熟的果子，后要得着的是全部的庄稼。
So this here is an analogy using farm works. And so the first thing he needs is to have the people who will help him to harvest, and then he will have the harvest.
我希望这个概念先搞清楚哈。
I hope you understand this concept.
神是要全部收割，但是在这个收割的过程中，有先有后。
Yes, God will have a full harvest, but in this whole entire flow of things, there will be something that will be done initially, and then that what follows.
那么，怎么会有时间上的差异呢？
So how come there are these time differences?
那就是说，他是有人早熟，有人怎么样，晚熟，就是这么简单，对不对？
Because there are those who mature early and those who are mature a little bit later.
他的差别就在这里。
And that's their difference.
总而言之，你要有份从地上被提到天上，你这个必要条件是熟，就是这个字，成熟这个字。
So in order to sum this all up, if you want to be the one or the ones who are lucky enough to be raised, you need to be
raptured.
You need to be mature.
这是他的必要条件。
And this is the soul requirement.
那么这个条件，那么在有一些的人身上呢，是出现的早，有些人身上就出现的慢一点，就跟我们家的孩子，有的永远长不大一样。
And on some people, this requirement matures earlier on, and some a little bit later. Just like our kids, some of them matures faster.
对吧？有的孩子早熟，有的小孩子真是长了三十岁还没熟了。
And some of them even in their thirties, they're still not mature yet.
所以现在这里一个很重要的点就是生命的成熟。
So here an important point is the maturity of life.
好，那我们来看看，到底这十四万四千人是怎么一回事
？So let's look closer upon these 144,000.
那这个十四章讲的十四万四千人，前面讲过没有
？So these 144,000 talk about in chapter 14, were they ever mentioned before?
当然讲过，因为现在这是 repeat 而已，前面讲过的。
Of course, because all of this is just a repeat of what's been talked about before.
所以现在圣灵只是把以前讲过的东西再来强调一次。
And all this Holy Spirit is doing right now is just reiterating some things they talked about before.
为什么？因为这件事情重要。
And the reason is because this is very important.
圣灵不厌其烦的说了再说。
That's why the Holy Spirit is speaks of this again and again.
好，那么前面在哪里说过呢？
So where was this talked about before?
第七章。
In chapter 7.
好，请你把第七章打开来。
Please turn to chapter 7. Of
你就会发现第七章是讲两件事。
You'll discover that chapter 7 talks about two things.
第一件事是第一节到第八节。
The first thing is described in verse 1 through 8.
对不对？讲什么呢？
And what was it talking about?
十四万四千。
The 144,000.
这十四万四千人是谁呢？
And who are these people?
讲得很清楚。
It's very clear.
十二个支派。
From the 12 tribes.
是犹太人。
The Israelites.
每一个支派多少人呢？
And from every tribe comes
huh?
How many?
12,000.
12,000.
12,000乘12就刚刚好，就是144,000。
So if you multiply 12,000 by 12, it just comes to 144,000.
那请问喽，这里讲过的这144,000人，就是不是我们现在读的144,000呢？
Let me ask you this: the 144,000 mentioned in chapter 7, is it the same? Are they the same with the ones mentioned now in chapter 14?
如果你读圣经不仔细，就是懵懵懵懵就这么读了。
If you do not read it carefully.
你马上结论就说、哦、一样啊，也都十四万。
And your immediate conclusion, but yeah, it matches. So those are the 144,000.
但是你仔细去看
but if you read it carefully,
七章讲的144,000。
In chapter 7, the 144,000.
它的特色是什么
？The characteristic about those are.
第一，很清楚，必须是犹太人。
They must be Israelites.
而且你要知道，你在犹太人中间你是哪一个支派的？你十二个支派要搞得清清楚楚。
And also, you need to know which tribe you belong to.
所以这里绝对不会有老中的。
So there won't be any Chinese among these 144,000.
啊，也不会有日本人的，也不会的。
There won't be any Japanese in there either.
他必须是犹太人。
They must be Israelites.
第二，他还有一个特点。
And、secondly,
这十四万四千是在天上的还是地上的
？These 144,000 in chapter 7 are they in heaven or on earth?
在地上
These are people on earth.
所以这里的144,000不是刚刚讲的14章的那144,000那144,000不在地上他们在哪里在天上
And so therefore the 144,000 here in chapter 7 are not the same as the ones in chapter 14 because they are in heaven.
所以我们现在不是我们就很清楚这里第七章的头八节所讲的不是他们
So it's clearly that the 144,000 in chapter 7 is not the same as the ones in chapter 14.
那第七章又讲了另外一件事，就是从第九节一直讲到它的结束。
But then it talks about another thing, which is starts from verse 9 all the way until the end of the chapter.
它告诉我们有第二批人，这一批人从第七章来说的时候是数不过来的人，很多很多很多。
And then it talked about there are a second group of people, and in chapter 7 it describes as numerous, they're countless.
他们从哪里来的
And where did they come from?
说是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的
From different countries, they go from different tribes, different races, and different places.
那么用另外中国的方言术语说了，就是五湖四海，对不对
？In other words, they are from all over the world.
对不对？这里面是什么人都有，那一定有老中，也有老美，也有什么什么都有，
and then,
除了犹太人之外。
In other words, they must include everyone, including Chinese and everybody else. But however, with the exception that it does not include Israelites.
对不对？从各方各面都来了，各种语言的人都有，都在这里有机会。
People from different places with different languages, they all have a chance to become one.
而他们这一大群数不过来的人站在哪里呢
？These countless people, where are they standing?
在宝座前
，before the throne，
在羔羊面前
，before the Lamb。
那也就是说，他们这个时候是在地上的还是在天上
？In other words, at this time, are they standing on the earth or are they in heaven?
绝对不在地上。
They must not be on earth.
这个宝座是指在天上的宝座
，because the throne is the one that's in heaven.
所以这里有一群。人是数不过来的人，他们出现在天上神宝座的面前。
So here this group of countless men that they are now appearing before the throne.
所以你如果仔细的把这段第七章好好读完，你就知道他们有一些特征的，不是张三李四王五都在那里，而是有符合那些特殊条件的，他们有资格。
And if you read the second part of chapter 7 carefully, you realize these people have certain characteristics. It's not just anybody randomly was selected, but they all have this characteristic which allows them to stand before them.
好，这是我以前说过，你们没有听的话，上网找到我讲过的去听。
So I spoke about this before, and if you haven't heard it, you can go online to find the message.
我不再重复了。
I will not repeat it here.
现在我要让大家回过来看十四章，这里又有一批人，也是在天上。也是在羔羊的面前，但是他们的条件比刚刚在第七章所讲的条件更严格了。
So here, now let's go back to chapter 14. We talk about there's another group of people, who are also standing before the Lamb, but then they are even stricter. They were chosen by a stricter standard, even compared to the group that we talked about.
所以我给他算了一下，他们有七个特点。
So I counted all their characteristics and there are a total of 7.
那也就是说 这七个特点是这一群人之所以被选在这个叫做 elite group， 他们是上好的。
So these seven characteristics made that's what the these what's let's call them elite group have.
他们有什么特色？我们一个一个来看。
So let's go through these characteristics one by one.
第一个
，first one is，
他说这些人呢，就是第一节了。
In verse 1, it says,
都有他的名和他父的名写在哪里？额上。
That they have his name and the name of his father written on their foreheads.
你如果记得前面第二章、第三章讲到七封信里头，有的时候这个信里面耶稣会说话。
And if you remember back in chapter 2 and 3 in the letters, Jesus spoke.
他说你没有否认我的名。
He said, "You did not deny my name."
有没有？你承认我的名。那么主耶稣在地上讲道的时候，他也说过同样的话。
And Jesus, when he was still on earth, he also made messages.
说你如果在人的面前认我，我在父的面前怎么样，也认你。
If you will admit my name before others, my father will also recognize your name.
No.
Oh, sir.
我就会在父的面前认你的名。
Oh, I will recognize your name before the father.
但是如果你在地上否定我的名。
However, if you deny my name on this earth.
那我在父的面前呢，也就否定你的名。
I will also deny your name before the father.
所以这件事情是对神来讲，你承认他的名与否定他的名事关重要。
So to God, this is a very important matter, whether you take his name or not.
所以当这个第三章启示录讲到那个七封信的时候，曾经对那个菲拉铁菲的教会说，你没有否认我的名。
So that's why it's very important that in chapter 3 in the letter to the church in Philadelphia, he said, you did not deny my name.
对，你要知道一个人在今天这个世界生活。
You must understand that for one to live on this, in this world.
你会发现有的时候要在一个外邦人面前承认你是基督徒。
And sometimes you need to admit to others that you are a Christian.
有的时候很容易。
Sometimes it's easy.
有的时候很不容易。
Sometimes it's hard.
对不对？
Is that true?
那么现在问题是说，不管在容易也好，困难也好，甚至有性命危机，你我是否坚持承认耶稣基督的名呢？
But here the question is, no matter what the circumstances is, how dangerous the situation is, are you still going to recognize Jesus?
或者我们只是在方便的时候告诉人我是基督徒，不方便的时候我们不要说我是基督徒，闭嘴。
Or is it that we only say we're Christians when it's convenient for us, and when it's not convenient, we say we're not Christians?
好，这一批人，他的第一个特点，他们的名字写在额上，什么意思？
So these people, the very first characteristic that is there, that they written his name and the name of the father on their forehead. What does that mean?
这叫做旗帜鲜明。
It's boldly stated.
Yeah. 人一看见就是在这里，也就是说人家一看你就知道你是基督徒，你没有隐藏你的身份。
So in other words, anybody who take a look at you, they will know you're a Christian, you're not hiding anything.
对不对？这也是神所宝贵的。
And this is what God treasures.
第二，
The second,
他们有一条歌是别人不会唱的。
And they have a song that others do not know how to sing.
这个是第三节。
Verse 3，
他们在宝座前，并在四活物和众长老前唱歌，仿佛是新歌。除了从地上买来的那144,000人以外，没有人能学这个歌。
And they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been purchased from the earth.
那你猜是谁？
And if you guess.
都是诗班的。
Guess who are these people? These people must be from the choir.
对吗？
Is it true?
Maybe.
Maybe that's true.
因为常常我们听诗班唱完，我们根本不会唱他的歌。
Because how oftentimes when we hear after hearing the choir sing their songs, we feel like we don't know how to sing their songs.
因为他们唱得太好了。
Because they sing so well.
我们唱不过这些诗班的诗班员所唱的，对不对
？We cannot sing better than they do.
但是我想不是。
But I don't think that that's the case.
地上什么歌，多听几遍，除非你没有五音不全，那不说了。
Any song on this earth, unless you have absolutely no idea about music, you probably could learn it.
你多听几次也能够哼啊哼啊，慢慢也学会了，对不对
？If you hear a couple times more, you'll eventually get it. You'll be able to sing it.
所以在正常情况之下，什么歌我们多听听、多学学、多唱唱，再难我们也都学过来。
Under normal circumstances, any kind of song on this earth, no matter how difficult they are, after a couple of listening, we will be able to learn it.
但是这里讲这十四万四千人，他们有一个歌叫做新歌，是别人不会唱的。
But we're here to talk about these 144,000. They have this new song that others do not know how to sing.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
只有一个可能。
There's only one possibility.
为什么这个歌只有这些人会唱，其他人就唱不来呢？
Well, only these people know how to sing the song, while others do not know.
我想我们基督徒或多或少都读过诗篇，有没有？
I think as Christian also has read the song.
我不知道你刚刚初信主所念的诗篇，跟现在信主若干年以后，你再回头再去读诗篇，有没有什么差别？
I don't know if you feel any difference between when you first become a believer and read through the book of Psalm versus now when you read through it. Are there any difference that you feel?
有没有?
Do you feel that?
有。
Yes, there is.
有很多的时候你刚刚读过的这些诗篇，你觉得哎呀，词句很好，但是没有，起不了共鸣。你不知道他在讲什么。
A lot of times when you read it through the first time, you feel the words are great, but you do not know what it means. You don't know. You can't make sense out of it.
可是过了几年，过了可能很长的一段时间。
However, after a couple of years or maybe a long time,
你经过人生许多的大风大浪。
And you've been through many different ups and downs in your life.
那你回头又去读这个诗篇。
And you go back and read the book of Psalm.
你会掉泪。
And you will shed tears.
你会在那里跟神。说神啊，这个话何其宝贵
！And you will say to God, God, truly, how precious are these words?
这个话就安慰了你的心。
Because these words give comfort.
或者你本来不知道下一步怎么走，这个话忽然间发出光，让你知道下一步当朝什么方向走。
Or when you don't know where to take your next step, these words give you light and shine down the path that you should be taking.
有没有这种经验
？Do you have this experience?
所以你就会发现，诗歌这件事情。不是五线谱的问题。
So you discover in the matter of the psalm, the songs, it's not just the matter of the five line staff.
它是一个心灵的经验。
But however, it's about the experience within your heart.
有一个笑话。
There's a joke.
热恋中的人。
Those who are madly in love.
他唱的都是情歌，对不对
？The song that they sing are songs of love.
失恋的人怎么办
？Those who fell out of love, what do they do?
啊，他们会写的是更高一层次的情歌。
They will write love songs that are even that surpasses the normal love song.
啊，因为他那个感刻骨铭心的那个痛，让他诗的情深。那个情这个境界更高更深
，because the hurt so goes so deep that it causes them to write songs that are transcends the normal superficial.
那个爱情更纯化了，对不对
？And that love become purified, even more purified.
你谈过爱情就知道了。
If you understand what I'm talking about,
失过恋，那你更知道了。
And then for those who fell out of love, you'll know this even closer.
所以在这里，他们这一群人是站在。耶稣的面前。
So here, these people stand before Jesus.
他们在那里跟耶稣唱什么歌
？What kind of song are they singing to Jesus?、
情歌。
They're singing a song of love to him.
只有这一群人知道耶稣的爱情。
Only this group knows the love from Jesus.
这个歌，你如果没有这个爱情，没有这个经验， 你不会唱。
And if you do not have that love and you do not have that experience, you will not be able to learn how to sing that song.
对不对？就跟你去念别人的情书，念的全身肉麻兮兮，不知道是讲什么。
And just the same thing as if you're reading somebody else's love letter, you feel all uncomfortable and uneasy, but you do not know what they're talking about.
因为不是 personal, 不是跟你没有发生关系。
Because it's not personal, it did not touch you.
这一群人跟他所爱的那个主之间有一个特殊的爱情。
It's this group of people.They have this special love bond with their Lord because they have this experience.
你如果没有经历过，你不知道。
And if you do not have, you have not that experience yet, you do not understand, you will not understand.
这个经历构成新歌。
And this experience composes the new song.
这是他们的第二个特点。
And that's their second characteristic.
第三个特点。
The third characteristic.
他说第四节。
In verse 4,
这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们是童身。
And these are ones who have not been defiled with women, for they have kept themselves chaste.
那么这个 这段话可以从两个角度来解它。
So you can see this from two standpoints.
从字面解。
From the words itself.
那就是说这些人一辈子没结过婚。
That means these people are not married.
那在十二个使徒中间有几个就没资格了。
And so, but however, there,、that means that out of the 12 disciples, there are few of them that will not be、qualified.
十二个使徒哪个结哪你最有名结过婚的是谁
？Out of the 12 disciples, who's the most famous of which who have been married?
彼得。
Peter.
对不对？所以彼得就失去资格，他结过婚了。
So Peter lost that this qualification because he.
所以你单单从字面解，你说他们是没有结过婚，是守童身的人。那么大概也可以，你可以这样的很严，就是照字面解。
So you can if you read from the words, it says it's somebody who has not been married.
但是我想还有另外一个角度。
But、however, I think there's another angle.
你会去读《哥林多后书》十一章第二节。
If you read Second Corinthians chapter 11,
这里讲到保罗说：“我为你们有一个嫉妒的心，要把你们献给基督，如同贞洁的童女。”
Paul says that I have this
jealous spirit.
I have this jealous spirit, which is to offer you to Jesus, to Christ as a virgin sacrifice.
对，那么这句话什么意思？也就好像主耶稣自己说比喻的时候，有十个童女，五个聪明，五个愚拙，有没有？
And just like the parable that Jesus talked about, there are 10 virgins, 5 who are wise and 5 who are unwise.
所以这个童女。是从耶稣的角度来看他所爱的门徒。
So this virgin is from the point of view of Jesus when he looked upon the disciples whom he loved.
那么也就是说，以色列人是一个淫妇，为什么
？So in other words, the Israelites are like a harlot because
因为他们不但信耶和华，侍奉耶和华，又还侍奉谁
？Not only do they serve the true God, but also But not only do they serve Jehovah, but also
也侍奉偶像。
They also serve idols.
所以在神的眼中看犹太人这些选民，本来应该是贞洁的童女，但是变成了淫妇了。
So therefore, in God's eyes, the Israelites they should have been like virgins, but because they also serve the idols, they now are like the harlots.
对，那么同样，今天在新约的时代，基督对他的门徒也是有同样的要求。
And so, by the same principle, Jesus in the New Testament have the same requirement for his disciples.
所以从灵义来解的话呢，它不是指着我们在世上是结婚还是同身，还不是这么简单而已。
So spiritually speaking, if we look upon this matter, it's just not talk about whether you're married on this earth or not.
它不是指着我们的 marriage status 是什么。
It's not talking about our marriage status, marital status.
它指着我们对着耶稣基督的那颗心。是不是像一个贞洁的童女，只爱他，不爱任何其他的世界上的人事物
？It talked about, it's talking about our heart for our Lord Jesus. Whether we just like a virgin, we just love Him and Him only.
在我们人生的里头，从我们蒙恩那一天，一直到我们见主
，and in our lives from the very day that we become saved to the day we see our Lord.
神对我们只有一个要求
，He had only but one request requirement.
你要尽心。
It was
尽心、尽意、尽力，干嘛？爱主你的神。
You love Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul.
你全心全意来爱他。
You love him with all your being.
这个叫做贞洁的童女。
And this is called a virgin maid.
这是在这十四万四千人身上，神为他们做见证。这些人是全心爱我的，没有偶像。
And this is what God testified for these 144,000 that they love Him wholeheartedly.
这是第三个特点。
That's the third characteristic.
第四个特点。
The fourth.
紧接着下面说，这群人，他们是无羔羊，无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。
And immediately follows the previous verse. It says, "These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever He goes."
耶稣刚刚出来传道的时候，他一面传道，一面做一件事。
And when Jesus first started to preach the gospel, he on one hand, one hand he's preaching the message, on the other hand, he's also
他看见彼得，就说什么，来跟从我。
He calls the people. When he saw Peter, he said, "Come, follow me."
看见约翰说，来跟从我。
He saw John and said, "Come, follow me."
他在那里一直在地上呼召人来干什么？跟随他。
All throughout his life, he's calling to people on this earth to follow him.
等到他要离开这个世界了。
And when he was about to leave this world,
他最后对他的门徒的交代说什么？
The last words he spoke to his disciples were,
你们要去。
You need to go.
叫万民来做我的门徒。
So that all the people come to become my disciples.
所以你会发现耶稣在地上，他传道，他医病，他赶鬼，那是一件事。
So you discover that when Jesus was on this earth, one thing he did was to preach the gospel and he healed people.
另外他做一件很重要的事，他一直叫信他的人，不是信躲在家里就行了。他说你们要干嘛？跟我来。
Also, most importantly, he also called those who believe him to come and follow him.
我怎么走？
How I walked,
你们呢？
You
也跟着走。
Will also walk the same way.
我走什么路？
Whatever path I walk,
你们信我的人也要走什么路？
Those who believe in me, you will also walk that path.
这里这一批人就是这样的人。
And these 144,000 are
羔羊，无论到哪里，
no matter where the lamb goes,
他们一直走。
They will follow.
那我们知道羔羊怎么走的。
So we know where, how does the lamb goes?
走到希律的皇宫。
He go to the temple of Greece.
啊？
He did not.
他是走到旷野，走到加利利，走到穷乡僻壤，走到大城，各地他用他的走脚全走了。
He walked into the wilderness. He walked into small towns, big towns, every place. He'd been to all over the place.
他走到人欢迎他的人那里去。
He'd been to places where people welcomed him.
他也走到什么要他命的人那群人中间去。
But he also walked to place in among into people who want to take his life.
他最后半年
in his last half year,
他面向耶路撒冷。
He faced Jerusalem.
人家的门徒就告诉他说
other,
不要去啊。
The other disciple comes, do not go there.
那边全城的人要抓你 要杀你。
All the people within that city want to capture you and then kill you.
照中国人的俗语来说视食物者为俊杰。
And according to the Chinese idiom, it's if you know what's good for you, if you know what's good for you, you will advance far.
Sort of.用另外一个表达的方法，就是耶稣上刀山，你也去；他下油锅呢，你也去。
And in other words, that if Jesus goes upon a mountain full of sharp razor blades, you will follow. And if he goes down to a lake with boiling oil, you will also follow.
这个叫做无论往哪里去都跟随。
This is what's called, no matter where the lamb goes, they follow.
那在使徒行传的时候，你就会发现，有人早年的时候开始跟着这些保罗啊，这些使徒走。后来环境一难，马可爱世界就溜了。
And you discover that in Acts, you'll see that a lot of people, when initially they follow Paul, but when things get tough, they left, such as Mark.
对吗？这就是一个挑战。就是说我们都是在开始信主的时候我想我们都愿意跟随耶稣的。
So this is a challenge. I think that when we first believe the Lord, we all willing to follow him.
但是问题是这条路不是100公尺走完拉倒。
However, this road is not a very short path.
这条路是马拉松很长很长的。
This is a marathon. It's very, very long.
要能够从头跟到底才算。
must be able to follow all the way to the end.
所以这个特色是第四个特色。
So this is the fourth character.
这一群人，他们有一个心智，就是不管你耶稣带我们到哪里，我们就是跟到底就是。
And this group of people, they have that heart. No matter where Jesus leads us, we will follow him.
然后他说，第六个特点就是出熟的果子。
And then the sixth characteristic is that they are the first fruit.
也就是说，他们的生命成熟的快早。
In other words, their life matured very quickly and early.
你知道这个种庄稼要催它熟，到最后那个从绿色的庄稼变成金黄的庄稼。是经过什么步骤开催熟的
？So if you know, when planting of crops, what does it take in the final stages to cause the crop to become mature, turn from green to golden color?
秋风不行啊，太舒服啦。
It's not just the wind from the autumn. It's too comfortable.
如果你注意看那个本来是绿油油的大麦田也好，稻田也好，什么时候它忽然间开始变黄了？
If you pay attention, if you look at the crops, what does it take? When does it turn from green to yellow? To the golden color.
Yellow,
to the golden yellow color.
金黄，怎么变的？
How does it turn to that?
你会发现，在这个自然界，神做的事情，怎么样催促他们做两件事？
You'll notice that in this natural world that God had made, there are two things that causes it to turn into golden.
当庄稼要熟的时候，天不下雨了。
And on the day when they are about to become mature, the sky will stop raining.
第二。
Second,
大太阳
this great sunlight shining down.
暴晒
and they are shining down.
哎，这个时候你就会发现，好像那个本来绿的就慢慢就变黄了。
And you notice that at this time, what used to be green now slowly turned into
yellow. 这就是说出生命成熟的故事。
This reveals the true life, the story of how a life becomes.
不但在自然界是如此。
This is true for in the natural world.
在我们属灵的路上。更是如此。
This is also true in our spiritual world.
暖房的基督徒永远长不大，你好看不好用。
Greenhouse Christian, they're good to look at, but they're not very practical.
在我们蒙恩的初期，神都让我们在暖房中成长，因为这是重点保护对象。
When we first become believers, God allow us to all be greenhouse Christians because we're worth protecting.
对不对？我们刚刚生下来 baby， 你不拿出去就暴晒，一定是。包了又包，这个是太宝贝了。
Because babies, when they just born, you don't bring them outside to be shined down, into the sun, because we wrap them in wraps, layers.
但是等到你长大，慢慢慢慢要成熟的时候，你会要经历许多的打击。
However, as you slowly mature, you will experience a lot of tremendous challenges.
所以苦难其实不是坏事，是造就我们生命成熟的神用的方法。
So difficult times is actually the way God used to train us.
所以你看现在在这个地上，你看到天灾人祸，经济的压力，各式各样的问题，家庭的问题，社会的问题，接二连三的一波未平，一波又来啊。
So we discovered that in this world surrounding us today, we see disaster, calamities, economic problems, all kind of different problems surrounding us.
世界不认识神的人。在那里怨天又尤人，骂这个骂那个。
Those people in the world who do not know God, they are blaming everybody else.
啊，那都是共和党干的，这都是民主党干的，大家就都把责任推给别人。
They are blaming each other. They're blaming the different political parties.
没有用。
That's useless.
这个苦难的事实是在这个地球上是不可否定的。
Because this is a reality on this earth.
但是谁能够从这个不好的事情中？能够得到益处呢
？But who can benefit from all these bad things？
他说：“万事互相效力。”下一句呢？叫懂吗？
第一句是
万事互相效力。
So
everything works together.
So everything works together so that
有一种人会得到益处。
Only one kind of people will benefit from it.
是什么
？And they are
你爱他。
If you love him.
神就把坏事变什么好事
God will change bad things into good things
所以基督徒面对所有的困难你不要埋怨神也不要埋怨人你要学神啊感谢你你让我遭遇这个事干嘛
So Christians, when you encounter difficult times, do not blame God or other people, but rather ask God, what do you want me to learn?
你在造就我的灵命。
You are helping my spiritual life to grow.
你要我怎么样？成熟啊。
You want me to mature.
成熟。所以这个是在这一段圣经里面我觉得最核心的一个点。
So this, I think, is the key point in this chapter.
然后最后两个就是说他下面说他在第五节在他们的口中查不出什么谎言。
And then the last two points is that you will not see the deceit in their words.
啊，雅各书说，人如果能够勒住他的口不犯罪，他就是完全人。
So in the Bible it says, if Jacob could hold his tongue, he will not will become.
You are a righteous man.
He is a righteous man.
就是我们最难就是这个罪。
So in other words, the hardest thing for us to control is that our tongue.
我们的祷告就是神啊，求你。保守我的嘴不要犯罪。
And our prayer is that to keep our tongue so that we will not sin.
我们的嘴常常有谎言，有苦毒的言语，有批评论断的言语。
How oftentimes lies and hurtful words come from our mouth.
这群人在这个功课上得胜了。
But however, these people are the overcomers on this lesson.
最后他们是没有瑕疵。
And they are blameless.
也就是说他们能够生命成熟到一个地步，已经胜过什么罪恶。
So in other words, their life has matured to a point that they have won over sin.
所以这一批叫做 elite， 他们道理就在这个地方。
So this is what makes them the elite group.
所以他们就被提到宝座前。
So they were raptured before the throne.
这是他们的神给他们的特殊的奖赏。
And this is the special reward God gives to them.
你到了后面第三件事情，这个整个庄稼被提的时候不是到宝座，是到云上。
So and then if you read on to the later part, you see that when all the crops were harvested, they were raptured not to before the throne, but rather into the clouds.
这下次再说。
This is something we'll talk about next time.
我们低头祷告。
That's our word prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
在这一个风雨飘摇、危机的时代。
In this troubled and turbulent time.
主啊，世界进入一个非常大的压力里头。
And the whole entire world come into this great pressure.
教会也是如此。
Same thing for the church.
主，你只有从你的话，你告诉我们，我们会遭遇什么，你并没有向我们隐瞒。
And Lord, you have revealed to us what we will go through. You didn't hide anything from us.
你已经预先告诉我们了。
And you have told us this ahead of time.
但你告诉我们，这一切是为着造就我们的生命。
But however, you told us that all this is in order to train our life.
主，我们感谢你。
And for that, we thank you.
你的道路高过我们的道路。
Because your way is above ours.
你的意念高过人的意念。
And your will is above man's will.
主，我们真是求你给我们有这样的智慧。
And Lord, we pray that you give us this wisdom.
能够有这样的雄心。
So that we may have this heart desire.
我们愿意有份于这十四万四千。
That we're willing to become a part with this 144,000.
让你的心在我们身上得着满足。
So may your heart receive satisfaction.
能够催促你早日快来。
And so that it will speed up your second coming.
能够打败那恶者。
And to have victory over the evil one.
主啊，这就是你在末世要做成的。
Lord, this is what you will accomplish in the end time.
我们在这里祷告。
Here we are praying.
主啊，愿你的旨意成就。
We pray that your will be done.
愿你的教会够得上去。
So that your church may reach.
让我们不做沉睡的，乃是做个警醒。
So no longer we are asleep, but we're awake.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
你知道我们的本相不过是尘土。
You know that we are nothing but dust.
我们的意志力也真是极其薄弱。
And while our willpower is so weak.
但是主，你让我们有一个自由意志可以拣选。
But however, you give us this free will to choose.
主，让我们永远拣选你。
May we always choose you.
不是拣选自己，也不是拣选世界。
May we not choose ourselves or this world.
让你在我们生命中永远为大。
So that you will always be the greatest in our lives.
这是我们的祷告。
This is our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.